From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump has been canceled. A rift widened between the two countries when Mr. Trump announced plans to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Speaking from a Republican congressional retreat in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump said the two leaders agreed to cancel the meeting because it would be fruitless if Mexico won't agree to pay for the wall.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Congressional Republicans are holding the retreat to plan their legislative agenda for the coming years. Later, the White House suggested a 20% tax on Mexican imports would be one way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax would raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. While attending the retreat, Mr. Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Ms. May later addressed the group, calling for a renewal of the special relationship with the United States as Britain prepares to leave the European Union.
It has been America's destiny to bear the leadership of the free world and to carry that heavy responsibility on its shoulders. But my country, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, has been proud to share that burden and to walk alongside you at every stage.
Ms. May is scheduled to visit the White House on Friday. The British Prime Minister will be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump in Washington since he took office. This is VOA News. Turkey says it is too early to comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians would be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not support the idea. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he has been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting Thursday in the Spin Buldak area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. He said Pakistani troops retaliated by shelling Afghan border posts. Pakistani officials say they are trying to find out what happened. Egypt is refusing to let human rights lawyer Neghat Boray leave the country. Boray attempted to fly to Jordan Thursday on a family visit, but was barred from leaving. An investigation was launched against the activist when he submitted a draft anti-torture bill to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Although no official charges have been leveled against him, he is accused of establishing an unlicensed entity, receiving illegal funds, and spreading false information. The incident is seen as part of a crackdown on civil society groups in Egypt. The British government Thursday introduced a bill in Parliament to begin the process of exiting the European Union. Opposition lawmakers yelled "disgraceful" as Brexit Secretary David Davis unveiled the legislation. The lower House of Commons will begin debate on the matter January 31st and have just 2 weeks to reach a decision on it. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson told a parliamentary panel Thursday that a United Nations-supervised election in Syria might help end the civil war there. He said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be permitted to run in the election. He said it was important that displaced Syrians participate in the vote. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up on the day. European markets were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.